In most of Maine's larger cities and towns, there's not much chance you'll have to stand in line to buy liquor. But it's a different story in many of the state's smaller communities, especially those tourist-dependent towns that grow in population during the summer months. Two state lawmakers are advancing bills that would raise the limit on the number of agency liquor stores in small towns. A.J. Higgins has more.
China is a good example of a town that changes dramatically as the temperatures rise, from about 4,300 during the winter and fall to more than 6,000 during the summer months when seasonal residents return to enjoy the lake region. State Senator Roger Cates says China is limited to only three agency liquor stores based on its non-seasonal population. The Augusta Republican says that while small seasonal towns of under 2,000 can petition the state for an additional store, China's too big. So Cates says he's proposing to raise the threshold from 2,000 to 5,000 people.
This change in the law would allow the town of China to make that case to the Bureau. And if they were successful, they'd get another agency license. If they could make the case, they would not get another agency license.
Thad Barber, who runs the Fieldstone Quick Stop and Subway in South China, told members of the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee that he would love to operate an agency store at his business located off busy Route 3.
You know, 35% increase probably in the summer. Route 3 is second or third busiest road in Maine, so just asking for some help here. And editing this bill, I guess, making it favorable for more than just me. I think it would help a lot of stores in my situation if they're willing to make the investment.
Veteran lawmakers such as Senator John Patrick, a Rumford Democrat, have been watching the legislature trying to tweak the agency store law ever since Maine abolished its system of state liquor stores. He asked the China store owner whether four should be the limit for agency stores in his community.
Do you feel this bill is satisfactory to taking care of your thing, or would you like to see us just pull the doggone requirements and allow any town to have as many as you want?
I think that would be fair, but allowing anybody who can, again, invest enough to have a minimum inventory, which is easily $10,000, I would guess, for the minimum inventory. Yeah, everyone should be able to do it.
Another bill to increase the availability of alcohol during the summer months was proposed by Representative Louis Lucchini. The Ellsworth Democrat would create a seasonal agency store license as a hedge against New Hampshire sales.
I think the increased availability of liquor stores combined with new competitive pricing initiatives could help us to take advantage of seasonal populations and hopefully reclaim some of our sales that we lose to New Hampshire each year.
But Lucchini's measure is opposed by Ralph Pierce of Phippsburg. Pierce represents RSVP Beverage of Portland, which objects to the creation of a seasonal agency liquor store license. Pierce says that the annual average increase in liquor sales statewide does not warrant seasonal stores.
Seasonal agency stores will simply and unfairly draw business away from the other existing agency stores. Seasonal agency store licenses will be allowed to cherry-pick the business and siphon sales away from the year-round agency stores who provide year-round employment, pay their taxes year-round, and contribute to the local economy and the state economy on a consistent year-round basis.
The committee is slated to review both bills further later this month. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.